Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, and my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, sir?
It's been a wild ride of a week.
I'd like to make an announcement.
Okay.
I'm announcing my retirement.
Yeah.
In 7 days, 55 hours, and 35 years, I'm going to retire.
That's pretty good.
Not bad, eh? I'm making it official.
It's a little earlier than I thought, but so be it. You have two little beautiful little girls, and they're going to require lots of support from you. You're here for 45, sorry to tell you.
Yeah, well, I just realized that I was seven numbers off of that that Lotto Max, so I am going to be here for another 35 years.
Well, good, because
45 according to your math. Thanks.
We might need between 35 and 45 years to make sense of all that's going on right now. Anyways, we have to do that in about a 10 or 20 minute segment, so we'll try to compress it. But
all right.
Listen, we got a pretty cool show today. We're going to talk about how retirement really feels. Now, we obviously talk about retirement, but the journey, the process that people go through, real people in real life, I think is really informative for people that are approaching retirement or living in retirement.
Yeah, it's right? The human aspect behind the numbers, because we always talk about numbers or can you get there or what's your magic number on the retirement side. Let's talk about what's the human side behind that math.
We're going to do that today. And then you don't want to miss the conversation about the latest initiatives by our industry, the investment industry. We've got an aging demographic. And what does that mean as people start facing health issues? Things like dementia, where you diminished capacity, elder abuse we've talked about. What should you set up as a protection for yourself and your family?
I think if you are in retirement or you have parents that are in retirement, you should definitely listen to that one part, because that's going to be very important to find out some of the clues. The conversations we have with clients, we can kind of identify if there's something wrong.
Yep.
Right. And if you're living away from your family members, or you're just not as in that kind of a conversation like we get with our clients, you might want to be, you know, tipped that your loved one is going through a tough time right now.
But it's not as easy as you might think. And we'll talk a little bit about that. Now, I'm talking at a pace that is about five times faster than I normally do, because we got so much happened this week.
Okay, slow it down, my friend.
Okay, then we have to try to make sense of it.
Let's talk about how people can come to our seminar first and talk about all the issues that we're going to be talking about.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, so let's talk about, we're going to have our first Monday session. Normally we have it on Tuesdays.
Yep.
We're going to have our first Monday session on June 18th, 7 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine and Spirits. You need to reserve your seat, so give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400, or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
We're going to talk about, partly, how to make sense of what's going on. I mean, just think about this week alone.
What a crazy week. Yeah.
Right? Think about this week alone. We all just bought a pipeline.
Right? Congratulations.
Yeah. We're all owners. Thank you.
I'm not surprised, but congratulations.
Yeah, we had that happen. Did we start a trade war this week or not? Not sure yet, but we'll talk about that.
Well, there were a lot of comments, a lot of things going on.
There's a lot of mudslinging,
yep.
Right? There's some trash talking on
that. And it's not only the NAFTA issue. I have like all these documents about NAFTA in front of my desk, and I was reading through it, and it's not just NAFTA. This is one of the biggest risks that we talked about at the beginning. In fact, we talked about it late last year.
Yeah.
That trade war could be on the plate.
Yeah. Well, that certainly was a risk, right?
Yeah, and then let's talk about Italy.
Yep.
Geopolitical risk within their own country.
Well, Spain too, like just Europe, right?
Yeah.
So politics, European politics.
So this is the problem, is that you're going to get these types of concerns, issues, news pieces that are going to provide volatility.
Mm-hmm.
And it did. And the markets, when the Italian issue came out, man, that market took a hit, especially in the U.S., right?
So I'm gonna play 10th man on this one and argue the other side for just a second. Because on Friday, you know, I was reporting the VIX, which is a measure of volatility. We often refer to it as the fear gauge.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And it was down below 14. Now let me put that in perspective for people who don't follow the VIX. Back in February, when things got interesting, it was trading at 50.
Okay.
So I find that very interesting, right? We had a very interesting week. I mean, the pipeline aside, that's a local issue for us. NAFTA, maybe a localized North American issue, but trade wars also with the European Union, European politics. I don't think markets were actually all that volatile.
It's funny how you use the volatility index. Being a bond guy, I thought you would use the 10-year U.S. government bond and all the bidding that happened in that.
Active trading, right? Between sort of 2, 8, and 3.
And you nailed it. Mm-hmm. Active trading. And I think there is the problem. We find that these types of news stories, and being in Alberta, talking to Albertans, the sentiment generally speaking, because of all the news with pipelines, NAFTA. Oh my God, Canada's going to go to hell in a handbasket. Mm-hmm. That's the sentiment that we have. And sometimes our sentiment makes our decisions in our investments, our retirement, our portfolio.
We're part of the news, and so I'm going to fault this side of a little
bit. Well, we report it. We report the news.
Yeah, absolutely. We report the news, but the access to information, the speed at which news is coming also, I think, plays a role in this, right? Because we're getting bombarded, and then, you know, depending on the language that's being used, trade war. Is it a trade war? Is it a negotiating tactic? And this is the news versus noise story we talk about, right? And there was a ton of noise this week.
And that causes concern in people's portfolio. And I think when the structure isn't proper,
right,
when you do not build your strategy properly and you are just picking a couple of good stocks because you think they're good at the time, that's where you are at the mercy of this volatility.
Right.
And so when you look at our strategy using a growth bucket and an income bucket, and that your cash flow, your income is not tied to the stock market. Your income is not tied to all this news. Your income is tied to what? Income. Right. That's it.
Yep.
Right. And the growth, it has a longer time frame to go through this business cycle. And it's not just Canada.
Right.
And it's not just the US. There is money to be made around the world. And there's volatility, and in that volatility comes the opportunity. And I think when people are, and we've met with many people at our recent seminar, and then they showed us their portfolios, a few of them, and man, when I look at that, I'm like, how was the structure? Was the structure based on let's maximize growth?
Right.
Or was the structure designed that given the current economic conditions and your risk tolerance and your objectives of when you need this money?
Right.
Should be all put together. And I think we're missing that. I think I hear too many people talking about we should buy XYZ stock and let's make a lot of money on that, but they forget the fact that there's a lot of risk in this market and they don't protect themselves from it.
Well, you can't call a portfolio a collection of good ideas at the time. Or you can't call a collection of good ideas at the time a portfolio.
And that's either way, yeah.
Yeah. That's the problem. I think that's what you're speaking to. So proper structure, I think, is very important.
And not separating the objectives.
Yeah.
When I hear that people are using, and I'll pick on this, dividends as the method of receiving their income for their retirement, I query that because dividends can be cut. So you have to pick the right companies.
Right.
You have to make sure there's no volatility, and you have to make sure you stick to that fixed income.
Right.
Because if you need extra income, guess where you're going to get it from? Right. You have to sell something to get it.
Yep.
And you're now encroaching on capital, and it could be at a major drop in the market. And it's amazing how many people have been trained in this in investing by just following get dividends equals good income. Good income means I can retire.
Right.
No, it doesn't.
Right.
It can actually kill your portfolio and, more importantly, totally change your lifestyle in retirement.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's the big risk. And that's what we don't want anybody to have to suffer through. Okay. We're going to remind everybody about the upcoming seminar. You do that first, and then I'll give you an indication of what's coming up next.
Yeah, let me go through more detail about how you build a five-pillar investment strategy approach. How do you profit and protect in these markets, and how well the portfolio has performed from us? And we'll talk about that on Monday, June 18th, 7 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine and Spirits. You need to reserve your seat, so give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400, or go to our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
And don't forget, that's a Monday, not a Tuesday, on June 18th. Okay, I'm going to invite people to stick around for the fourth segment, too, because I think we'll pick up that whole conversation around all of the things that happened this week and try to make some sense out of it. But stay tuned, because after the break, we're going to talk about how retirement might really look for you and how to ease into it if you're worried about taking the plunge. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.